Good afternoon, everyone. It's the Ken Brabrand Podcast. It's Saturday, May 5th, 1:53 p.m. How's everybody doing? May the 4th was not with me. May the 4th was not a podcast. I'll tell you why. Yesterday's non-podcast is going to be brought to you by Kraft Zesty Italian Dressing. And I'll tell you what, they're not paying me. Kraft's not paying me. The only thing that I'm receiving as compensation from Kraft and their Zesty Italian Dressing is that they clear up a sore throat, and it clears up your sinuses. Let's go scientific just for a few seconds here. Do you know that, you know what a pH is? pH, you know, when you measure the amount of free-floating hydrogen ions in any solution, it's going to be called the pH of that solution. Well, vinegar, which is an ingredient in the Kraft Zesty Italian Dressing, among other things, vinegar has a very low pH. Which means there's a lot of these hydrogen ions out there ready to bond and ready to freeze to these floating bacteria and viruses and all these other things in your system. And it kind of radiates this pH when you sip it. I have been able to get a six-year-old to down a couple shots of Kraft Italian Dressing, and it cures a sore throat. It also cures mine, because yesterday I had no voice and I couldn't pod, but after about a pint of After a few glasses of Italian dressing, it cleaned me up, and it always does. No strep throat, no further problems. Ad is over. Go pick up some Kraft Zesty Italian Dressing. It's like $3, and it's better than any cold remedy you could have. So, moving on. We've got a million things to talk about. Wow. All right. News, once again, on crack. There's a few things I want to discuss to try to clear up some things that you may or may not have seen in the media. First, First, I'm going to talk about Giuliani. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Liar came onto the scene just last week, decided to be the president's lawyer. Here's a job that nobody wants. Nobody wants to defend Vladimir Putin in the White House. That's what you have to do if you're going to be a lawyer. There's a reason why Ty Cobb resigned. You know, I said for a long time I thought Ty Cobb was kind of a plant of the deep state, if you want to call it that. I thought that Ty Cobb is a reputable individual, and everything he said, every statement that he issued coming out of the White House, actually was bounded in fact. He worded things carefully, but he always acted in the best interest of rational human beings. And I always believed he was there to try to help mitigate things. And I believe the president chose him because his name is Ty Cobb, and the president is an idiot. And just heard Ty Cobb, oh my God, that guy knows how to hit back in 1908, or 1880. I have no idea how old he was when Ty Cobb is pre-Trump even, but he remembers his name. And I think that's why he chose him as a lawyer. No other reason, honestly. And so he was there. He's going to retire because the jig is up. Like, it's on now. It's over. The FBI has basically completed a heavy amount of the investigation. Special counsel knows a lot of what they need to know and has flipped a number of witnesses already and will continue to flip more. So things are coming. There's clarity in this picture now. And Giuliani was brought in because a couple reasons. One, first I'm going to speculate. I'm going to speculate that given Rudy's ties in New York, and I mean, something must happen to you when you go to a million 9/11 funerals, hundreds if not thousands of 9/11 funerals that he went to, must do something to your brain because it turned him into a maniac and he doesn't know what he's talking about anymore. And I believe he's been communicating with Cohen. He's a friend of Trump. It's going to be very difficult for him to have kept his hands spotlessly clean after this Cohen raid. I believe that Giuliani joined the team after the Cohen raid because there are going to be communications documents recording something from Cohen's raid that's going to implicate Giuliani as well. So Giuliani had to get involved because he wants to see what they have. And he wants to see what he's going to need to do to defend himself. So in exchange for that, I believe Giuliani has decided he's going to team with Trump to try to obscure any investigation that's going on. And so here's what they came up with. It's not a horrible strategy, but it's not going to work. Here's what they're doing. Giuliani went out on Hannity, on Fox and Friends. He went out and he basically admitted Trump's guilt related to the Stormy Daniels payment, funneling the money, he's trying to make an argument that it's not a campaign donation, yet he was admitting that Trump knew about the payment, Trump reimbursed the payment. Oh, God. He's talking about Jared being disposable, don't go after Ivanka. It's a whole mess. And the reason why he came out there and he spread all this is to cloud the investigation as in the case as it really goes in front of a judge. For example, you ever heard of defense attorney client misconduct? When you don't have your attorney acting in your best interest, which Trump would be able to argue as Giuliani went out and admitted all of this guilt on day like 3 that he was on the case. When you do that in court, Trump can now argue that I was not receiving appropriate legal advice and will try to get the case thrown out on those grounds because he has no defense anyway. He has no defense. He's guilty of sin, and all the documents, all the records, and all the videotape are all confirming that. So it was Rudy's job to go out there and make a mess and a mockery out of this entire process so that we can just have this humongous cloud hang over anything and nobody really knows which way is up. That's the point of what Giuliani is saying. It will not work, but that's the goal, because Trump is running scared. He's a madman running scared. Everybody can see it now in the way that he's talking on Fox and Friends and the way that he is speaking to reporters. If you watched an interview with him yesterday, he's always in front of a plane with extremely loud noise. That's not an accident. He does that on purpose. That's actually an old useful tool used by dictators in the past, which is when you are screaming and there's a loud sound behind you, it actually does a numbing hum on the back of your brain, and it infects what you're hearing actually hits your brain in a different way because you have a loud, obnoxious sound in the background. That is all by design. You rarely see Trump sitting down and having a discussion in front of people when it's quiet, when we have clarity. All done, all choreographed intentionally. Now, what you hear, what we heard yesterday, was Trump arguing with one of the reporters when the reporter said, hey, I asked you about whether or not you knew about the Stormy Daniels payment, and he said, go back and look at what I said. No, you go back and look at what I said. The reporter's like, I'm looking in my brain, and I remember what I asked you, and I remember what you said. And he just kept saying, look at what I said, you look at what I said, without really answering, right? Now, he's running scared. He's got nothing. He's got absolutely nothing. So, you'll see more nonsense from Giuliani. Eventually, Giuliani will be gone. I think Giuliani will be on probably by the end of the month. He can't keep this up, and he'll be removed from the case. As soon as he tries to violate any of the conflicts of interest, and you start getting into information that may implicate Rudolph Giuliani. So you can see Giuliani probably being removed from this in the next few months, if not sooner. I think the president's going to be out of office in the next few months, the way things are going. He has to be. We've got to do something. So he's going to get indicted. Now, this transitions a little bit to something else I wanted to talk about, which is very important. You're really, the only place I saw it yesterday was on Rachel Maddow, because as I have said so many times before, she breaks news like what? What does she break news like? She breaks news like, I don't even have a good analogy for this. I mean, we had bull in a china shop. We had a kid with a pellet gun in a glass store. What else can we say she breaks news like? She breaks news like Samuel L. Jackson break bones in Unbreakable. That's what she does. It's nothing. It's all day long. Broken femur here. Boom. Radius. Ulna. Bang. Cranium. Done. She just does it. So what did she break yesterday? She broke that Rod Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, in front of Montgomery County Bar Association or something. I know Montgomery County. In front of the Montgomery County Bar Association, highly Democratic county, by the way. He's a Republican. He is out there talking about separation of powers, and he's talking about his exact words, the FBI, we will not violate our oaths. We will not be extorted by members of Congress that are trying to gain access to classified information. And you know why he can say that with such robustness? Because they've already done this. Nunez already asked for classified FISA information, which Rosenstein delivered to Paul Ryan. And Rosenstein, I wasn't in the room, but I'll tell you what Rosenstein said anyway. Rosenstein told Ryan, this is classified shit. Do not hand this over to Devin Nunez. Devin Nunez is not acting independently. Devin Nunez is conspiring against the United States with Donald Trump and trying to protect the administration. That's not exactly what he said, by the way. Don't quote me on that. But he said, don't share this. It's classified, don't share this. So Paul Ryan, obviously a soldier as well, handed it over. What did Devin Nunez do with this FISA information? He said he didn't read it. And he handed it over to his staffers, some of whom do not have security clearances. And the reason why he did that was so that they would then leak it and share it with the president, and Devin Nunez could claim that he's not culpable. Of course, that is 100% bullshit, and Devin Nunez has already committed multiple felonies, releasing classified information, trying to extort classified information from the FBI, and conspiring to defraud the United States along with the president and other people. So when Rod Rosenstein says, we will not be extorted by members of Congress, he already knows the reason why he used the word extorted is because it is extortion. And we're getting ready, I believe, for some indictments of some members of Congress, as we should. This is unacceptable. If you're going to take dark money from special interests and from the Russian government and other foreign nations, not disclose it, and then act on their behalf in our U.S. Congress trying to commit obstruction of justice, you are going to go to jail and you are going to be indicted, as you should, because it is a threat against the United States of America. So, I am ecstatic to see Rod Rosenstein stand up for America. And there's a reason why he's doing it in a very calm manner. And also, his speech, he does not look nervous. He does not look as though he's wavering at all on his decision. He's seen the evidence. He understands how bad this is. And there's no stopping it now. I think they've put enough safeguards in place with state crimes and separating the investigation out across multiple states, multiple districts, along with the special counsel investigation, that there really isn't much of a threat of the entire legal system coming down, even if Trump tries to fire everyone, which he will. You've got to understand how a madman will act when pushed up against the wall. Trump will realize he's a moron, but he will realize eventually they are coming for him very soon. And he's going to do everything he can to avoid going to jail, to avoid losing his power. And that there are no restrictions on that. He could literally start a nuclear war. Nobody knows, because he's a maniac. So we're going to put a stop to that. We're going to get him out. It's nice to see Rosenstein talking in terms that we really enjoy hearing. So what happens now? Well, according to Rachel Maddow, according to other sources, Congress is going to try to impeach Rosenstein next week. I don't think they're going to, they're definitely not going to get the votes in the Senate, and I highly doubt they're going to get the votes in the House. But it's important for us to call this what it is and say that anyone supporting the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein is a co-conspirator against the United States right now. And they're extorting, they're conspiring, and they should be indicted. Speak up, tell everyone you know. That's where we're at. I'm working on something this week for a video. If you haven't seen my video on the 50 questions or so that were leaked by Jay Sekulow, or Jay Sekulow, somebody leaked it, all those questions, I went through in detail those questions and crimes that those questions are related to. Next week, I will be, hope to get it done. I'll be doing a sprap that will show all the people involved in all of this. It's a sprap that's going to contain all the members of Congress, members of the Senate, members of the executive branch, and foreign nationals that are involved in this investigation. Now I'm going to show you who is on whose side and why. Who's receiving money from foreign governments and how that is manifesting itself in their decision making. It's going to be quite extensive, and hopefully it will be a guide to show you exactly who is an enemy of the United States and who's acting to protect this country. We'll go through it. And And that's all we can do, is simply expose the truth for what it is, and we will eventually get this treasonous tyrant out of office. And all of these soldiers that he has put in place will be removed. Your Pruitts, your Mnuchin. See, Mnuchin has actually calmed down a little. I think Mnuchin realized that he's going to get indicted himself if he doesn't start straightening up. He's allowed the Treasury to come out and sanction new Russians. He didn't fight it like I'm sure Trump asked him to. He didn't do any of that because he knows he can't. The jig is up. So at least Mnuchin is starting to flip in a way. Pruitt, you can't move. Pruitt is scum of the earth. Never going to move him. He needs to be locked up. He's a danger to this country. He's a danger to Oklahoma. That guy, you can trace earthquakes in Oklahoma back to that guy. Go look it up. Natural gas fracking. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so, all right, there's those two things. There's Giuliani. There's Rosenstein. There's the maniac president. What else we got? See, how far are we into this thing? 16 minutes. Is there anything else I want to talk about? I don't know. I think that was about it. Oh, there was the judge who was asking what the Manafort case had to do with Russia collusion. And from everything we've heard about this judge, Ellis, I think his name is, he's probably going to rule in favor of the government here, because there are correlations between the Manafort case and Trump. But the reason why it's such a touchy situation, and why you don't see the major Russia conspiracy charges listed in Manafort, is because you still have a president currently committing a crime in progress. And that president is going to try to defend himself, and his attempt is to use the pardon power to the fullest extent of its capabilities and pardon everyone related to everything. Because once you start pardoning, once you see the charges and you can pardon those charges, then all of a sudden you can be pardoning other people for those charges as well, and we would never be able to try anyone for these crimes federally. So the FBI is trying to avoid that because we cannot allow these people to run free. So we have this really odd situation where the president holds a lot of the cards right now, but he won't forever. And Pence, of course, is a wild card. We don't know exactly what he's going to do if he becomes president. And will he pardon everyone? The answer is probably yes, because that must have been an agreement between Trump and Pence to begin with. Otherwise, he never would have named Pence vice president. So it's a really complicated situation, and that's why there's a bit of obscurity laying in the Manafort charges and how they relate to Trump. But, all that stuff's going to work itself out. And those cases against Manafort are not getting thrown out. And Manafort, while he probably won't ever flip, he's going to jail for the rest of his life, and he should. And he can hang out with Trump, and they can make bacon and eggs in their penthouse in the sky at Leavenworth, wherever they're going to be. So, there are reasons to be hopeful and understand that we have members in Congress that need to go to jail. Ken Berman's up.